we present the News Quiz with your host, Sandy Toksvig.
Hello and welcome to the News Quiz. We start with a quote from CNN.com read by Peter Donaldson.
It's clear to me that this has been a disappointing night, indeed a bad night for Labour, said Prime Minister Gordon Brown, a Labour Party member.
Thanks to Justin Kempley for spotting that. Now let's meet the teams. Will you welcome first, on my right, Francis Ween and Sue Perkins. And opposite them on my left, Carrie Quinlan and Jeremy Hardy. So, Francis, who was reeling from a rogue referendum request?
Oh, this is intruding on private grief, isn't it? It's Gordon Brown. Poor Gordon Brown. He spends all these years desperately plotting to become Prime Minister. And now he must wake up every morning thinking, why? Did you see him last Sunday on the telly saying, I feel your pain? I thought, no, you don't, mate. We feel your pain. It's agony. It's a human punch bag. I think there was a poll this week saying 55% of Labour supporters think he should resign at once. Resign, amusingly, to make way for a younger, more charismatic leader. And then the papers helpfully listed these people, and it's Ed Balls, David Miliband, Ed Miliband, the Steve Miliband. They were awfully good. Do you remember them? Some people call me the Space Cowboy.
Oh, sick.
I think I might vote for that, but we're not. It's not on offer. We're stuck with Gordon, and the tragedy for him is he's stuck with Gordon as well. And even his best friends, this one, Wendy Alexander, who's the leader of the Scottish Labour Party, who's supposed to be one of his best friends, has landed him in it yet again by saying she wants an immediate referendum on Scottish independence. And he was asked about this at Prime Minister's questions. He said, that's not what she said. And what she actually said was, bring it on.
But according to Gordon,
this is not what it seems. It's a parable, I think, isn't it? Or it may be an anagram of Lembit Opic, probably, or something like that. Anyway, I think he's in what psychiatrists call a state of denial at the moment, but no doubt he'll move on.
Well, what I liked about it, when you talked about polls, apparently when the Scots are asked if they want the UK to be broken up, only 19% say yes, but asked if the Scottish government should seek a settlement leading to the creation of an independent Scotland, 43% say yes. And I think it just proves that the Scots aren't listening to the question. I think that seems to be the thing. Yeah, but the Scots might head off in their own direction.
Well, when Wendy Alexander said, bring it on, I mean, I can see where
she
Gordon...
She said, bring it on! Come on!
But exactly, that's what a drunk says outside a pub to another drunk. You're not actually asking them to punch you in the face.
No politician should be allowed to say, bring it on, you can run but you can't hide. Ain't, or yo, Scotland, make some noise. But can't Scotland become independent and then England can ask if we can join Scotland to become part of Scotland and just chase them round?
Yeah. That'd be great. Does that mean we'd all get free university tuition?
Exactly, and healthcare for the elderly.
Prescriptions.
It'd be great. And a huge sense of grievance about nothing at all.
Wendy Alexander, the leader of Labour's MSPs, has said that she will support a referendum vote on Scottish independence, a move she's made without consulting Gordon... what's his name? I like this. They said they refused to back the U-turn on Scotland, which is unusual, because they love U-turns. And now they've changed their mind. In fact, performed a U-turn on a U-turn, which I think is terribly pleasing.
It's an O-turn.
It is an O-turn. It doesn't sound like so much fun, does it? Right, 2 points to Francis. Sue, who's flying in the face of foreign convictions?
Ah, yes, this is foreigners. foreigners coming over here and stealing all of our terrorism opportunities. They are not doing background checks on people working at airports, apparently.
If you were going to start somewhere, it would be a good place to check out.
Yeah. Well, they're doing surface checks in the sense they are going... Are you a terrorist? And if they say no, and it's not on their CV, then they will pass and they can go through to working in Heathrow Terminal 5, which is may account for the brilliant and smooth operational beginnings to that most cherished of terminals. Unlikely, however, that Osama bin Laden has forgone the cosy joys of Bora Bora and is suddenly skulking around Tyrak in Luton.
I misheard the story. I never quite listened to the Today programme. I'm not quite awake. And not that you're not gorgeous in the morning, Peter.
Darling.
No, pleasure. God, if people had just tuned in at this point. People crashing their Fiat Pandas as we speak.
Too hot to handle, Toxley.
I know. I misheard this, and it sounds like a spokesman saying, you know, we must have thousands of these foreign workers vetted. And I thought, it's xenophobic. Can't they have a doctor like the rest of us?
They're busy with elastic bands with a load of...
I can't take really that off, yeah? See Al-Qaeda using this as a major opportunity for them, though, because, I mean, what's the likelihood of the bomb ending up on the right plane?
The government has admitted... God bless them. That it does not check whether foreigners working in high-security areas at Britain's airports have committed any criminal offences abroad. There is concern that airports may be employing terrorists with intimate knowledge of baggage handling systems. Obviously not a problem in the case of the terrorists who work at Terminal 5. So 2 points there to Sue. Carrie, who is celebrating after not saying niet to being a da man?
There are a couple of Cliff Richard stories this week.
Okay, this one's got nothing to do with Cliff on the...
Damn!
On okay. The grounds, I don't think he speaks Russian.
Oh, Russia is the clue. Hey. I read the papers and everything. It's Medvedev. That's how you pronounce it.
Is that right, Peter?
Medvedev. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, everyone stares at me like she doesn't know what she's talking about, but actually... Medvedev has been sworn in as president of Russia. Hmm. Which means absolutely nothing because Putin's still in charge. It's kind of like Nookie Bear taking over Roger De Courcy's job. Medvedev can't actually get anything done without Putin's hand up his bottom. But that's
which brings us on to the Cliff Richard story, surely.
That may come up later. I mean, the story.
That's what he said.
Medvedev does have that... Please just don't shoot me in the back of the head look about him, doesn't he, when he stands with Putin?
Mr. Vladimir Putin stepped down as Russian president and made way for his successor, Mini-Me. his protégé, Dmitry Medvedev, has been sworn in as Russian president, is now one of the most powerful men in the world. His first act in office was to appoint Putin prime minister. What a shocking affront. To democracy. Imagine a prime minister being appointed by the previous leader and not being elected by anybody. 2 points to carry. Jeremy, whose decision-making has gone to pot?
Apparently, the government has upgraded dope from C to B because it's much better quality now. So it's gone up from C to B, and they've ignored all of the findings of the expert body that they paid a lot of money to come up with findings. And the government imagines the fact that drugs are illegal has been a major disincentive to people to take them over the years. And they're hoping that police officers are saying, do you realise that this offence now carries a potential 4-year rather than 2-year sentence, will be up there alongside effective police expressions like, don't be a fool, you'll never get away with this. And it's not you we're interested in, who's the Mr. Big behind the operation?
Jackie Smith, though, surely is. You look at that tired, anxious face and you think the one thing you could do with is a sit down and a massive chillum. And that really...
Did she not admit that she did?
Yeah, I think she was one of the... When Gordon became Prime Minister, they suddenly all came out as druggies, didn't they?
She said...
But he explained why they'd spent the previous 10 years in this kind of trance before they'd come to their senses and made Gordon leader.
Jackie Smith was a toker.
But only when it was rubbish.
No, but actually...
Now it's really good, and so
like
now
all
it's
politicians,
not
she tried it once and then didn't enjoy it very much.
She actually said was she tried it at university, but it was the wrong thing to do. Which is clearly a habit you picked up early.
By the way, listeners, drugs are against the law and none of the panel or chair endorse the taking of drugs. And all of the views expressed on the programme are the views of the BBC.
Cannabis looks set to be reclassified as a Class B drug by Home Secretary Jackie Smith, despite the recommendations of the government's own drug expert.
Do you know what, though? It is blooming annoying that you can't walk through Brixton or Camden Town without someone going, skunk, skunk. I'm going to get a skunk in a cage so I can walk down Cold Harbour Lane and just reply, do I look like I need another skunk?
Hold it
get up, turn to them and go, Simeon, spray.
See, I didn't know that was the word for it. I thought people were suggesting quietly I needed to shower more. At the end of round one, the scores are Francis and Sue have got 4 points, but so have Carrie and Jeremy. And we start round two with some health news from The Independent.
Owning a pet can improve a person's chances of survival after a life-threatening illness by helping to lower blood pressure. Pets can also help speed up rehabilitation following a stroke.
And our thanks to Howard Peters of Bath, who sent us that. Francis, who wants us to harass the harassers?
It's Harris, by the way. It's not harass. The word harass was invented by Frank Spencer on Some Mothers Do Have 'Em as a mispronunciation. You know, I'm going to look at harassments, Betty. And it's stuck. And it's that's a perfect impression. But
I don't think it's funny to make fun of foreigners who can't pronounce words properly. What did I say? What is it? Harris. No, it isn't. It's harass. What's wrong with harass? Yeah, thank you. Who wants us to annoy badly behaved youth?
Well, I think it's the old dope fiend again, isn't it?
She's obsessed.
It's Jackie Smith, our blissed out Home Secretary, who, I was about to say she's decided to turn nasty. I think this happened some time ago. She used to be a complete Stepford wife, and now she's turned into a monster, something from The Wicker Man or something. But
do you think David Blunkett left secret instructions in the Home Office in an envelope how to behave?
She's now telling the police they've got to go round harassing.
Yes, all right.
Ne'er-do-wells and footpads and that sort of thing. And the idea is that the police are going to film them. They're going to chase youths down the street, filming them, saying, we've got you on camera. And I think they're going to ring their doorbells and run away, that sort of thing. Just generally knock down Ginger. Just annoy them as much as possible. I don't know what they'll be doing. Playing them Cliff Richard songs at loud volume outside their front room.
They're going to frame and shame, apparently. They're going to spend their time filming them.
Framing,
the idea of,
right.
Yeah.
Framing young offenders is our new policy.
So all the questions tonight are about Jackie Smith, are they, basically?
They're all about Jackie Smith and Cliff Richard, which is not a story that we ever thought we'd come across. The question was about... I can't say it now. Harassment. Thank you for
harassment.
Turning... Oh, don't tease me. About children being naughty. Jackie Smith, this week she's unveiled a new crime initiative that encourages police to... Oh, there that word is again.
Harris.
I don't know why. I've got a complete blind spot about it.
Why not just say Badger and Chivy?
Badger and Chivy is much better. God, they were a double act to... Bobby Badger and Tommy Chivy. There it was. Badly behaved youths by openly filming them and hounding them at home. Anyway, Smith said... I want police and local agencies to focus on them by giving them a taste of their own medicine. Can you imagine that? You come home after a hard day's mugging, you find four policemen outside throwing bricks through your window and setting fire to your bed. Oh, it'll be like the 1980s. Carrie, why are youngsters going to be more driven? It's nothing to do with Cliff. Except...
To be honest with you, the only stories I've read this week have been about Cliff Richard. Oh, it's the driving test.
Driving test, isn't it? Yes.
The driving test is being changed. People say the biggest change for 50 years, but I thought having a written exam was quite a big change. Yes, did you do the written exam?
I did do that, yeah, because I didn't pass my driving test until I was 30. Despite starting to try and pass it when I was 17. That's 13 years behind a wheel with a halitoid man called Malcolm going, put more pressure down on it, Susan, and it will respond. It will respond. And that's one of the reasons I turned out the way I did.
I didn't take a written test, did you, Francis? No.
No, I didn't even have to take a driving test. In my
The man with the flag said I'd be fine.
But there are a couple of things that are a bit strange about this, one of which is that driving instructors can insist that you have more lessons if they feel you're not ready. So the people you're paying 30 quid an hour to can say, no, I'm afraid you've got to have another 20 hours.
I'm not ready to take off the blindfold quite yet.
Stay in the passenger seat for the next few lessons. And the other thing that I really liked was that instructors are going to sit in the back of the car while you're having your test. so that they can see sort of specifically what you get wrong, and then give you specific lessons on that for the next time you take your test, which I like because I know a lot of people whose parents taught them to drive. And the thought of having your mum in the back of the car saying to the driving tester, of course, they were walking by 18 months. Oh, can we stop? I need to post a letter. Fabulous.
They could train them, and if you were a parent, they could take on the role of a child and just spend the entirety of the test going, are we nearly there yet? Are we nearly there yet? Are we nearly there yet? I want to see how long it would take to put you off.
Mum, the dog's been sick.
Yeah. Shut up now. That's what my mum did for 10 years of her life. That was the action she had at the wheel. Just slapping the three children indiscriminately. I don't know how she changed gear. She didn't have an automatic... Shut up. There'd be a bundle to make sure you weren't in the middle, because your knees would be, like, raw by the end of a trip to Brighton. They'd be absolutely scuffed.
He's doing it again.
Yeah. We didn't used to have seat belts, and my dad had an old Vauxhall with a huge bench seat in the front because it was an automatic, and all the kids, like five kids, would be in the front next to my dad. And all the grandparents would be in the back. You used to have more grandparents in those days. About five or six on each side. You'd have the not real grandparents, you'd have them.
You make it sound like the Grapes of Wrath.
It was. It was with hard-boiled eggs. You remember the old proper hard-boiled eggs with the black yolks? You don't see them so much now.
Yes, it was like a black halo.
I know, it's all colour now, isn't it? It used to be more atmospheric, didn't it? Black and white, earth noir.
Do you remember when hard-boiled eggs with salad cream was a starter? Do you remember?
Gets me going.
Anyway, the government has proposed a new driving test, mainly composed of performing spectacular U-turns. Obsessed. The new examination will test if drivers can drive safely on their own. I don't know how they're going to assess this.
On a hill, the examiner throws himself out of the car.
2 points there to carry. So, at the end of round two, Francis and Sue have got 9 points, and so have Carrie and Jeremy. It's still an absolute tie. Before we start round three, here is a cutting from the journal.
Gateshead police yesterday warned people riding motorcycles or quad bikes illegally will be seized, crushed and recycled.
And I thanks to Matthew Lamb for sending us that. Sue, who won't be allowed to just let their feet do the talking?
This is all about foreigners, isn't it?
Foreigners
and crims I've got today. This is a spectacular own goal. This is another immigration points-based nightmare, which is now going to extend to non-EU footballers. If they're going to come into the country, they have to learn English. I don't know whether this is just to tie in with all the other immigration rules that are currently going through.
This is part of the Jackie Smith crackdown.
She's
to harass and harass immigrants, yeah.
Ah, right. She's extended the severe baton of immigration to footballers. And there's always a lot of hue and cry about there are no, you know, English players playing in the Premier League. But then, if you stack a football team full of English players, you get Derby County. Nobody really wants that. Fabio Capello speaks no English, but he knows something about football. Steve McLaren. And all they need to know, obviously, visiting footballers, it's not a vast, complex lexicon they need to master. They just need to be able to say things like, that was never a penalty, referee. And if you're Ronaldo, of course... I tell you, I thought they were women. I swear to God. They look like girls. I take them home at night. They look like they're massive melons. I know, no, they have sausage downstairs. I don't know why I place him like a Mexican bandit, but I want to live in America. So I want to live in America.
I was made to sit a language test before I hosted the news quiz. Yeah.
Yes?
Oh, yeah, foreigner, yeah. And,
sorry, I don't understand a word you're saying.
You're in England now, love. England! Not Denmark.
Oh, yeah. And, take points away, yeah,
ten
like
points
they do
to
in
Francis
Scandinavia.
And Sue.
Yeah.
There we go. I'll sort that out. Footballers from non-EU countries will be... So if you're from an EU country and you can't speak English, that's OK?
That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
But if you're a foreign player who learns to speak perfect English, how are you going to communicate with Rooney?
I don't even know who that is.
He's a beautiful footballer, but has yet to master the use of tools.
So 2 points to Sue. Carrie, who might be congratulating and celebrating 40 years on?
Is it Cliff Richard?
It is, yeah.
See, people laugh at me for preparing for this show by watching News Round, but sometimes... This was Cliff Richard was beaten in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Did he use weapons?
Baseball bats. Well, no, it was by Franco, it turns out.
He rigged it.
Generalissimo.
Yeah, Generalissimo Franco, as if some people might think that killing thousands of people and supporting Hitler during the war and generally being a fascist was bad enough, but it turns out he rigged Eurovision. I know. The bastards.
They'll have, to add that to the painting of Guernica, won't they? Just have a little inset.
The double joy of it is, this is 1968, this is when the Rolling Stones are releasing Street Fighting Man and John Lennon was going on anti-Vietnam War demos and things, and they were all thinking, gosh, aren't we dangerous and subversive? And the man the fascist dictators really feared was Cliff Richard. So much so that Franco got his henchmen to go all over Europe bribing European national broadcasters with tapas and payada to vote for the Spanish La 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 instead of Cliff. And as it was, Cliff lost, Franco stayed in power for six more years. Mm. Point proved, I think.
Coincidence. But David Hasselhoff brought the Berlin Wall down, apparently.
He did.
According to David Hasselhoff.
Well, actually, the Portuguese coup in 1974, the signal for the start of that coup was the Portuguese entry being sung on the Eurovision Song Contest. The organiser said, the moment the Portuguese singer starts singing, that's when we make our move, and they did. And they brought down Caetano.
I know that Stalin tried to influence the outcome of It's a Knockout. There's a precedent for this sort of interference.
And Hitler never deserved that fifth gold run on Blockbusters.
When you look back, it's hard to believe that, you know, 1968, Sir Cliff was just a bachelor famous for singing bland and insipid pop songs. Life has changed. A TV documentary has claimed that Spanish dictator General Franco rigged the 1968 Eurovision Song Contest so that our very own Sir Cliff, unfortunately, came second. I used to do a wonderful programme. Well, it wasn't. The programme was wonderful because Alan Corran was in it, called Call My Bluff. Alan and I met a whole range of extraordinary celebrities, and I remember on one occasion, Alan had impeccable manners, but he and I got, for some reason, caught in the makeup room with just Cliff Richard, and we neither of us could think of anything to talk about. And it was just the three of us. And so Alan, gentleman that he was, suddenly said to Sir Cliff, "It's a very nice necktie." And Cliff looked down and he said, "Yes, it's a Galtieri." And Alan said, "Oh, I wondered what he did after the Falklands." At which point, Alan caught my eye and we just turned and walked out the room. Jeremy, what's got the bill of a duck but isn't a duck?
Oh, this is the platypus shock story. It turns out that the duck-billed platypus is not a member of the horse family at all, but a kind of panda. No, it's half bird, half mammal and half reptile. And they've cracked its genome, which doesn't hurt it, it's fine.
Do you know how to turn a platypus into a soul singer?
Oh, put it in the microwave until it's Bill Withers.
But apparently, what it has shown is that we used to... our ancestors, by which I mean the ones a long time ago, not the ones in wedding photographs, the ones... they used to lactate and lay eggs, which is why eggs are called dairy produce, even though they're not dairy at all, are they, really? Because they're not from a dairy, they're from a chicken, which is not a cow. Unless my understanding of basic biology is very awry.
You're wasted on this programme.
I know. I'm wasted afterwards as well.
Francis, what is the plural of platypus?
Well, I would have thought platypoi, personally.
Platypuses, it sounds like one of the Bond
movies. No, it's Greek. It's platypoi, I think, platypoi. You'll find the plural. It's like octopus and octopoi.
It's surprising that it hasn't become a comic superhero, isn't it, really? Bird, reptile, mammal, man, bird, reptile, mammal, man. Does whatever a bird, reptile, mammal, man does.
Scientists have finally cracked the genetic code of the duck-billed platypus and discovered that an animal with the bill of a duck, the eyes of a mole, the eggs of a lizard and the tail of a beaver is nothing like as normal as was previously thought. Before we reveal the final scores, let's hear the cuttings the teams have brought along. Mr. Ween.
Sandy, Many thanks to David Parker in Manchester, who sent this in from the Manchester Evening News last Friday. A confused voter turned up at a polling booth and asked why Ken Livingstone wasn't on the list of candidates. The man went to the polling station in Sedgley Ward, Bury, and said he wanted to prevent Tory candidate Boris Johnson from taking over in the capital. He was furious when told only Londoners had a vote in the London mayoral race, but then voted anyway.
Sue.
This is from Bridget Collins in Tunbridge Wells and Kent. He says, this is not exactly a press cutting, but... The label for Pepperdew, mild, whole, sweet, piquant peppers, reads, why not toss into a fresh green salad? That is a serving suggestion.
Carrie.
I am indebted to Carol Pearce from Gloucestershire, who sent this in from the Bristol Evening Post. When jealous Royal Marine Scott Hatton found out his friend was seeing his ex-girlfriend, he went round to see him and urinated on his bed, Exeter Crown Court was told yesterday. Hatton, a 35-year-old corporal from Barnstaple, also threatened him with a stool.
Mr Hardy.
I was looking on the BBC website for any stories about Stratford in East London, because I've got a gig there on Saturday, and I found this one, and it's 5 years old, but it is under breaking news. The East End of London used to be a subtropical paradise. This is the conclusion drawn by Dr Jackie Skipper, paleontologist at the UK's Natural History Museum, from fossils uncovered by digging work on London's Channel Tunnel rail link. We've got evidence of a subtropical paradise in East London with sharks swimming through the streets.
Right, thank you. Let's take a look at the final score. Carrie and Jeremy have got 13 points, but for their astonishing lack of xenophobia, this week's winners are Francis and Sue with 4,500 points. Before we leave you, here is a cutting from the Telegraph's reporting of the forthcoming royal wedding sent in by Gareth Jenkins.
Peter Phillips expects his wife-to-be to come under greater scrutiny when they are married, but he does not expect it to last.
And with that, goodbye.
Taking part in the news quiz were Francis Ween, Sue Perkins, Carrie Quinlan and Jeremy Hardy. In the chair was Sandy Toksvig, and the news was read by me, Peter Donaldson. The chair's script was written by Lucy Clark, Simon Littlefield and Danielle Ward, with additional material by Stephen Carlin and James Sherwood. The producer was Ed Morrish.